So Ursula K. Le Guin wrote The Dispossessed, which is an anarchist utopian sci-fi novel. And in it, the spaceport has a wall around it that separates, supposedly, among other things, separates a new society from and a society that works within the cycles of the universe, separates it from a society that is extractive and linear and non-cyclical. And it stops them from exploring and expanding into the universe, whether you believe in that or not, if they were to do that in a right way, since we have the ability to do that. I don't think, my own opinion, I don't think we'll have the ability to expand in the universe until we learn humility and compassion and responsibility for the universe. So what this is the mutual aid societies. There's a network of mutual aid societies, and as the corporate world collapses, as more and more people are dispossessed, are displaced by corporations, we're going to turn to these mutual aid societies for help, I think, and they're going to be the salvation. Societies like our local Neighborhood Anarchist Collective, the Cooperation Eugene, and there's a mutual aid network here in Eugene also. So, yeah. On the other side of that wall, it's the bleeding hearts and artists that you're going to turn to that have the solution.
So we've encouraged people to gather locally and share a meal. So here we have a meal starting in about 55 minutes, and then we're going to have a wellness fair after that, and we're just going to want to hear what people are up to locally during your meal, so we'll wait on that for a little while. And right now, I just want to share with you what the summit is about and some of the intentions and hear from the people who are here. Our version of mutual aid networks are about harnessing the power of community in taking care of one another and being creative building community and then being able to power an economy off of that. So we are built on do-it-ourself economic tools. We were based in time banking initially, but a lot of us have been based in a lot of different. So most of the existing mutual aid networks have been based in things like time banks or eco-villages or complementary currencies or cooperatives. And what we're aiming to do is knit the variety of these things together and just really connect as a community of communities of practice. So mutual aid has happened through time immemorial, through all kinds of natural systems. And what we want to do is reflect on those systems and take what's been working throughout human history and natural history and connect with some new thinking and some deliberate values and really create the kind of economy that we want to live in that supports thriving life. So that is what we're about. We are a cooperative, and this Solidarity Summit, we're having them quarterly. Oh, I see, you can see. So we're having these Solidarity Summits quarterly. And they're about us coming together to learn from each other. Everyone has different strengths in their own local projects, different things that they've really worked out. So we like to share what's really worked, also share what hasn't worked so we can learn from each other's mistakes and really build on our practice. So our cooperative as a global cooperative, so we're open for membership all around the world. You can be a member of the Humans, which is Humans United and Mutual Aid Networks, our global cooperative network. You can be a member as an individual, as a project, as an organization, and you can participate as little or as much as you like. But we're based on core principles that are drawn from time banking principles, particularly all work is valuable. But we go farther to talk about redesigning work. So again, like really valuing the work of care and creativity and community work and powering an economy through do-it-ourselves means of doing that. Everyone deserves respect. We also have adopted cooperative principles of voluntary open membership, democratic member control, member economic participation, mutual aid among mutual aid networks, public education and grassroots learning opportunities. And then we also really build on commons governance. We want to create more sharing overall, cooperative ownership and stewardship, open accessible processes. So we're very focused on things like open source software. We'll talk a little bit about that when we start to give you updates about what has happened in other Solidarity Summits. And really building sustainability and regeneration. So we talk a lot about creating a regenerative economy that supports thriving life for the 100%. And I should be explicit that the 100% doesn't only include humans, but it does include all humans. So anyway, yes, here we are aiming to value all kinds of work, and we do that through a number of tools. So I mentioned a lot of us are rooted in time banks. Our local work was rooted in time banking, and that just means we exchange 1 hour of work for 1 hour of credit. Everyone's time is valued equally. We don't put a price on our time. We've built in these other practices that we're working on building more and more. So sharing, realizing that we don't need individual private ownership of many, many things. And then other forms of mutual credit, so we can engage our local businesses, but we also work on pooling money so we can get at some of the really thorny issues that still require different forms of national currency. And then we support each other to learn how to do projects in a peer-to-peer way. We're going to learn a lot more from Hull We work on creating budgeting tools so we can really see how we can displace our need for working in the exploitative economy, because we're displacing our need for the money that comes from there, and building up mutual credit and sharing, et cetera. And then also we're doing a lot to learn about how to pool money and loan it out and give it out, and again, do some larger scale things, learning from different friends and partners who are doing, for example, scattered site cooperative housing, where you can pool money and pool ownership, and that doesn't have to mean everybody lives together. So that's another piece of mutual aid networks, is looking to take what's great about cooperative living and apply it in a variety of ways so people have the autonomy and independence they need. Not everyone feels super social all the time, or sometimes ever, and that's fine. So, again, these solidarity summits are about coming together and learning from each other, and we've been having them quarterly for the last couple of years, ever since we did a solidarity sprint, where we met some of you. And this is the plan, as we build networks of real sharing, exchange, and trust, and then we build networks between them of real sharing, exchange, and trust until we can weave together a neighborly global economy. So we have, like I said, we've had a number of solidarity summits. The last one was really focused on some open source tech stuff, and we can share some of the learning that we've had. Let's just hear from some of the people who are here. If you would be willing to say who you are and where you are, and just a little overview of what your local work is. And some of you have very specific spheres of work, like tech for mutual aid and things like that. So mutual aid disaster relief, please feel free to share a bit about that stuff. We'll have more sharing again in the next hour. But this is like really some good open time to summarize our learning in terms of mutual aid and what's happened since then. So Cyril, would you be willing to start us off?
Yes, thank you, Stephanie, everybody, to all. I'm not having dinner, but I tell you bon appétit, as we say in French. Mm-hmm. So I'm from France. I'm the mother of the mutual aid pact, and I'm passionate to equip all the good people that want to change the world. In terms of software, open source software, but really made for the people to help them and not the opposite. And also all the alt currency and the other way of organizing power and distributing wealth. And I'm for 1 year now vice president of the Human, and I'm very proud of it. And I'm active in France to do all this. And yes, maybe we will talk a bit later about what happens in the previous summit and what would happen next. Thank you, everyone.
Emily, would you like to go?
Sure, I am in Madison, Wisconsin. I haven't been in the mutual aid that long, but the Roscoe family got me involved. So that's what I have to say right at the moment.
Wonderful, thank you. Kurt? Hello.
We're at the park in Waukesha and just getting ourselves set up out here.
Awesome. Excited to see how it is. Do you want to share anything about your hopes and dreams for your mutual aid network there?
Yeah, the way I got started in this is through disability advocacy. So I see the economic gaps that are left for people with disabilities and the systemic oppression there. So I like the mutual aid network as the economic solution that it is, with the sharing economy and all of the things to help bridge the gaps that are out here, even for a county like Waukesha County, which is, you know, noted to be affluent and effluent and, you know, having a lot of economic resource, but yet we still have the economic divide right here in a supposedly strong economic county. So mutual aid network is needed for people with disabilities in Waukesha County, and otherwise, I would say about 100,000 people of this county of 400,000.
Awesome. Thank you. Kim, would you like to introduce yourself? And Sarah?
I'm an artist. I'm based in Hull. And I've been working with the Hull Time Bank and Mutual Aid Project through the summer. And we're looking at exciting ways to engage the community in both food, local food networks, understanding the global position, and also climate issues that are starting with what's particularly pertinent to Hull, which is obviously flooding. So we're looking at, I'm looking at hopefully helping to design some exciting art projects and residencies that will help to sort of engage the communities in the criticality of those issues, but also help to empower them to make changes themselves and take ownership of the conversation. So that's me.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hear from Tyler and Anna. Hello.
Hi, my name is Tyler. I just recently moved out here to Washington now, and I'm kind of not involved in any local projects, but I do, I work with a group called Mutual Aid Disaster Relief, which is exactly what it sounds like. And we've had a lot of our crews of people, you know, coordinating to help locals clean up after Hurricane Ida in New Orleans and in the Bayou and other parts of Louisiana. There are folks in our network who are distributing masks and other supplies around the areas where there's a lot of smoke from the wildfires. And generally, we also get together on a regular basis and just sort of share resources and make plans for how we can be better prepared to deal with the various, you know, crises that are coming down the road and be better connected. So that's why I'm interested in mutual aid.
My name is Anna. I use she or they pronouns. I was involved for a long time in this project called Symbiosis, which some of you are familiar with. Also been involved in various local like solidarity economy and mutual aid groups. And I'm currently on a fabulous sabbatical from organizing, which has been extremely cleansing. So unaffiliated at present.
Good to be here with all of you.
Thank you so much. Nice to see you both. So would you like to say hello from here in Madison, Wisconsin?
I think our mic is picking up well. I'm Tim. So I've been connected up to the Mutual Aid Network here in Madison for a couple of years now, and I'm really excited to be part of this very regular equinox and solstice rhythm that we get going, and this particular harvest season, I had the opportunity, it gave me the opportunity to go and do some harvesting with some people and brought that stuff here, and I'm looking forward to sharing that with a number of folks who are going to join us. So, everybody.
Hi, my name's Randy. I'm somewhat of a newcomer to Mutual Aid Network, but I'm profoundly impressed with the idea of equal valuing of work across different types of work, because it's so skewed right now in the idea of people helping each other. Right now I'm currently involved in two projects. One is called Save the Farm, that's attempting to avoid having a 62-acre farm in the middle of Madison, trying to avoid it becoming just another subdivision and instead become an affordable housing, urban agriculture, and conservation greenway area. And we're struggling to pull that together, get the community behind it. The second thing I've just gotten involved in is trying to re-energize a movement in the community to stop the deployment of F-35 jets, fighter jets, into Madison, Wisconsin. Right now it's basically been decided that it's going to happen here, but we consider it just a classic abomination and a perfect focal point for the community to come together and say, no, this is so wrong on so many different levels that we in Madison are going to unite in a profound way to make that happen. So I'm actively involved in that right now.
Awesome. During the meal conversation, it'll be really great to hear about some of the dreams for Voight Farm and some of the things that have been floated for like partnerships. Yeah, Lisa.
Hey y'all, I'm Lisa. I'm here in Madison. I've been part of the Mutual Aid Network for a few years now. And for me, it's sort of three fronts. One is working with the governance of Mutual Aid Network here to work on policy and process and admin, all of which has been a fascinating process to build and create. The other is a gardening project. Everywhere, everybody gardens with the local folks you see here trying to create community gardens and build networks of community gardens among different populations of previously unhoused folks and different communities. And the other project is called 608 Arts. We manage the art gallery here in the social justice building where the Mutual Aid Network is housed. We also believe in art as community outreach, a touchstone for community to just come and get together and create and have conversations while you're doing art projects and just make everybody an artist. So all those things work really well together. They sound odd, but they actually go really well together. So nice seeing y'all.
I bet no one doubts that. Who's here? I think a lot of people are working on a variety of those things, and especially in Hull. So one of the things that we're doing here, for example, is we are having wellness fair after our meal, because one thing that's come up a lot at our summits is just more need for people to take care of themselves. Anna, hearing about your glorious sabbatical, it's right along the lines of the theme of this summit. Part of what we decided to do is really take it easy and make it easy on ourselves to organize and do this. And if anyone was like feeling like it was stressful to organize a meal, to just encourage them not to and to just like join in lightly. So that's a thing that we've learned and that we've talked about at other summits. Does anybody want to throw in while we have the mic? And I'd like to ask Seville to talk more about some of the tech stuff in a moment, but want to throw in any of the learning that you've had from summits or development that you've seen?
I guess I've just been really impressed with the idea of the international connection between things, just enabling us to recognize that this movement is worldwide. It just is a good feeling to know that, you know, these attitudes are shared throughout the world. So
I agree. That's one of the things that has really nourished me during such really bizarre and difficult times. So yeah, just staying in touch with the other people doing stuff and just seeing how impressive the work is. Like, there's so much sophisticated work out there. So Sibyl, I would love to turn it over to you for a few minutes. When you introduced yourself, you mentioned that you were the designer of the Mutual Aid platform, and that's the project sharing software that we use. And you've been hosting some really great cooperative, collaborative conversations about how to move forward. Do you want to let us know what's been happening?
Yes, thank you. So I make some observation years ago that we are very with good motivation, but not very well equipped in terms of software, and very dispersed in many software, and many times we are the product when we use free software that are not free because we became the product, and it doesn't really serve our wish, and it doesn't empower us. So because I was a software engineer in the business world a long time ago, and after I made some thesis about cooperation, what are the favorable conditions for for people, what make people willing to cooperate. So I've years ago I've decided after trying to persuade some good people that have already some piece of the software that we need to hack an enterprise software, an ERP, enterprise resource planning, named Odoo, that is made in Belgium, but used everywhere in the world, to make it more horizontal and to accept multiple currency. So for instance, in the MAPS, a mutual aid platform, there is a marketplace where everybody can put offers and wants, and as a time bank marketplace or Let's. And the new thing that still doesn't exist, unfortunately, it's that you can negotiate with many currency, meaning you can pay a part of your of the deal in dollar, a part in time bank, and maybe a part just in thank you. And then it helps to exchange, because the more important is to make the needs and the resources to be to match. And it's not about what money we will use, but really to satisfy the needs. And I think we are all there for this. And by giving possibility to make the exchange with many currencies, we have observed that it helps to make the exchange. And it also a way to acknowledge all the volunteers' works that maybe will not receive hard money, but they still need acknowledgement and visibility. So just by in the project management of the map, by filling your task, then your work is acknowledged, and maybe one day you can receive some internal currency, or maybe if when we receive hard currency from some bids, we can then see who have really participated and contribute, and then decide to distribute to this one. Of course, the software doesn't decide anything. This is very important. It doesn't spy anything. It's really the opposite of the existing business software. It's on the human side that the decision is made, and then the software will apply what the human are deciding. And yes, this year, because this software is quite good, but not enough and not easy to use. And for the one who are not very at ease with software, because it's very business look. So I was willing to make something more easy and even more integrated, and that we can get rid of Zoom, as we use now, and Google and Facebook and accounting and payroll and all the, and even how do you say, warehouse or grocery, co-op grocery, you know, the point of sale and everything. And because no one can do this alone, because we have not the power and the money of one like Google, and we don't want to, actually. So as the mutual aid as in his name, I think it's with pooling our little resources and pooling our big needs that we can make it happen. And so in May and June, I've organized a journey with three communities, one in the Mutual Aid Network, one in France that is starting and want to make some halt to Amazon, and one more from Slovenia, but not really based in Slovenia, and to see what are the common needs, and to see how we can, and to understand, because many geeks came to explain us all the possible technology and architecture, and to understand what is the best for now, for the current needs, but some current needs that will not put us in a non-issue way. So even if we don't want the perfect thing, because it's not possible, but we want to that it will be evolutive and inclusive, so that it will not take us in a no-end way. And from these journeys, another community came and many geeks, and it, I think it was very fruitful. And then for now, we have decided to test some very good software that is very user-friendly and based on the human. And the name is Communicter. It's made from some French guy from the island of the Réunion. This is an island very innovative. The name is the Gathering Island. And they really are very on the edge of all the cooperation spirit, maybe from the name of the island, I don't know. And so we are in testing. And then this software should be the like the skeleton. And it will. We will plug any software that we want, like all the Google-like Nextcloud app, collaborative documentation, shared calendar, mailing list, all this. And but then we need some. It's always the same a bit, because software needs a lot of knowledge and some dedication from some people. So we are willing to find some money to help people to be more dedicated to to spend time. And then you are really welcome to come to be a simple user, because we need also, like we say, simple user to be sure we are not doing something awful and not user-friendly, and because we are really user-centric. And also, if you have some skills, it could be in training or in translating or even in developing and coding, and also money finding. And for now, we are still using the map, and but we want to make it evolve, because it's a bit too complicated and too in his DNA, it's a bit too complex software that it's difficult to maintain and very costly. So we want something more flexible. And the Communicter team has really gather a lot of collective of intelligence about cooperation for 10 years. So it's already a cooperation around this software. So if we gather together, I think we can go further. Because when and I see one of the main things that we need, it's really to see the needs and see the resources, because I know that everywhere, and in France also, the economical scarcity is coming. And then we need to help each other to see our neighbors and to see our, to see their needs, to see their resources. And then we will always find a way to exchange even without any money. And also, yes, about organizing ourselves and sharing. What I love in the Mutual Aid Network, that we are not doing things alone, and we are not every day reinventing the wheel, but we are sharing our experiences, our errors, and our winnings. And then it can help others to move forward and to be maybe make it a bit quicker than the first that we have experienced it. Because I think the emergency is there, and we don't have many times to do everything from our own and to reinvent the wheel every time. So I think we should really gather all what we have experienced and dare to share also our mistake, to avoid the other, if possible, to make the same mistakes. I think it's okay.
Beautifully stated. And it made me think of, you know, again, the point of the Solidarity Summits is it's the keeping in touch with each other in whatever ways we can is the thing, and learning from each other and not waiting for the perfect software. And I'll just say again, like, as we've been testing these other softwares, we've come back to the map each time, the Mutual Aid platform, because it does all the things we need. It's just not kept up. So we would like the next generation of things that express that. But also I've realized that I'm going to start doing a regular orientation on the map, because those who are willing to work with it, even though it's not like as, you know, slick and user-friendly as other newer software that you're using, like if you're willing to hang with it a little bit, it really helps our local organizing work. So I'm going to invite people to, yeah, we're setting up another tech meetup. So actually, if you're interested in joining up with our tech team as a user, as a learner in coding, as a coder, any variety of skills, if you're interested in participating, why don't you just put that in the chat? We'd be happy to include you, and Tim is actually now in process of setting up our next meetup to take our steps forward.
I would add, Stephanie, that the one who are willing to learn Odoo, they will have a lot of paid job after, because it's really a skill that is wanted everywhere in the world. So all the one from the South America and Africa, it's really a good software that can be sold to enterprise. So by learning with us, you can after make your job, your paid job also.
You know, and that's actually another thing. I mean, so it's just another example of how we're aiming to knit things together. So our local mutual aid network still has a little bit of money left in a grant that is set aside to train people to do some coding and do some like basic software stuff and other stuff, carpentry, caregiving. It's really up to the local group, but we have some money to get people trained. And then what the vision is in our model is that people give back to their community.
All you need to do is follow the world. shoving feelings of an almost human nature. This will not do.
Old schoolmaster.
I always said, come to no good in me and your mind. If men let me have my way, I could have cleaned up into sheep. But the hunt will take.
together. After all, it's not easy. Banging your heart against some mad mother's wall. Good night.